This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Swung on and popped up into right field. Frelick coming on. He's there to make the play, and the ball game is over. On this Memorial Day, the Red Sox frustrations continue, and they once again waste a dominant Garrett Crochet start.
Tired of losing close games. We just need to figure it out and win some games. We suck right now. We got to just be better.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Hello, welcome, and enjoy the frustration, friends, because you can hear it in the voices of Will Fleming, you can hear it in the voice of Rob Refsnyder, and you didn't even need to just read his tone. He said it quite simply, we suck right now. He's not wrong. Boston Red Sox lose three in a row. Boston Red Sox are now well out of first place, 7 games. I hate when I have to say this, Dan Ball, but closer to last place than first place feels like something that's a measuring stick for the Boston Red Sox in recent years, and we've reached that point in the season. They are indeed closer to last place in the AL East than they are to first place.
You know, I long for the days when you would say, well, they're just a couple games out of first,
yeah,
and that was your version of optimism. Those are a distant memory right now.
The New York Yankees pulling away a little bit because the Red Sox are doing what they do. They're 27-29. Oh, I'm sure they'll win a couple games now to get to 29-29, then they'll lose a couple games. Like, this is the dance they've been playing all year for more than a year, really. And it's who they are. They're frustrating. If you want to get optimistic, Dan, it's not the standings. I think it's the optimism of youth. Marcelo Meyer on the big club. Why? That's not very optimistic when I tell you why. That's because your best hitter, Alex Bregman, some of us may have taken the over on his home runs and the over on wins and watched both of those props go down the crapper with his quad injury that could keep him out for 7, 8, 9 weeks, something more than that.
Yeah, it was around 55 games when he did this on the other side in 2021.
Yeah, so that doesn't fall under the optimism umbrella. Garrett Crochet looks like an ace. The problem is they lose all the games that he looks like an ace. That's not under the optimism umbrella. Roman Anthony's good in the minor leagues. Roman Anthony might be joining Marcelo Meyer soon, so maybe we'll just go young. How about an infield that includes Christian Campbell at first, Marcelo Meyer at third, hell, Rafaela at short because you put Anthony in the outfield. Just go young, Fitzy. Nick Fitzy Stevens, you've been calling for this. Do you feel happy that you are seeing young players play for a team that is closer to last place than first place at this point in May?
I need something, guy. I need something because what I'm seeing right now ain't getting the job done, is not filling the ballpark on the regular. It's not giving us anything optimistic to talk about. Hope, much like the fans, much like the balls launched by opposing teams, is leaving the ballpark rapidly right now. And I'm stunned. Now, I know our buddy Brian Frazoco, currently working on our Twitch broadcast, one of our producers on the show, twitch.tv/BostonWEI, posted that the Red Sox have basically been about the same record over the last 4 years at the 56-game mark. Well, actually, this year, they're a game behind last year and 2 games behind the previous years. Now, what's in common with all 4 of those years from 2022 through 2025, Andy?
They didn't make the playoffs.
That would be correct. Give yourself a prize, young man. They did not make the playoffs. We were told and sold a bill of goods on this particular iteration of the Sox that they are revamped, they are revitalized, they have been reconfigured, and they were improved. They were supposed to be better. More arms, greater depth, youth movement on the horizon, suits for everyone. Here comes St. Bregman. 92 wins, bare minimum. Let's go. And instead, they are unlistenable. They are unwatchable, and they are unforgiving in their mediocrity right now. I literally can't stand it. I get excited for every update. Like, oh, so and so might be coming around the corner. Look at the exit velocity of the latest home run from Roman Anthony. Great. And then when you get to the major league park, you're like, oh wow, here's Rob Refsnyder telling us we suck. Awesome. This is great.
Fitzy, you said we were told and sold. I'm gonna clarify that a little bit because we were complicit. We were telling and we were selling. We were part of the problem. We were part of the overhype. We were telling people how good this team was going to be. We were betting overs. It's not our fault, but we were definitely complicit. We got ahead of ourselves. We bought into the hype of Bregman and Crochet and Chapman. Mm-hmm. Although the funny thing is, before the injury, Bregman, Crochet, and Chapman were good. They were part of the good of this team, and
that
it was
your
all the
trinity
other stuff.
Of decency. Right. That was pretty much all you had to hang your hat on and look forward to, and the every other outing of a Slayton or a Whitlock at best. Let me ask you this. Who consistently, outside of those aforementioned names, has been good on this team this year?
Nevias? I mean, great. You got a rookie catcher who's now your cleanup hitter. He's doing something right. I mean,
oh, my God.
Not saying that's great news for the Boston Red Sox that your rookie catcher is your cleanup hitter. I don't think he's the second coming of Mike Piazza or anything like that. But this team has now had cleanup hitters that are rookies. Campbell was up there for a little bit. Narvaez is up there. I bet you Marcelo Meyer will hit cleanup at some point. Hey, Roman Anthony. This does not feel like the team. And you said hope. Well, we had a quote from early in the year when we talked to Lou Maloney. One of our hits with Lou Maloney right before the season said, hope has turned into expectation. It's not about hoping to be good anymore. It's about expecting to be good. Well, they have failed to meet expectations. And you've come now to the point where, and we'll talk to Alex Cora at 3:15, programming update due to the day game tomorrow. We'll talk to the manager today, 3:15.
Ooh, this should be interesting.
You mean interesting in a good way or a bad way?
Probably more the bad.
Yeah. It's good. I mean, we have to ask him about last week. And by we, I mean
I forgot about that, too, because I was getting ready to ask him what the hell's going on this week. Last week with lies.
We'll get to that. We got to ask him about last week about, you know, telling us Crochet was going to go 6 or 7, joking maybe he'll have a complete game, and then yanking him after 85 pitches and 5.
You better ask him that first. Don't you dare leave that evil on my lap.
You log into the rundown doc right now, and I put my questions in. You'll see what the first question is. That's the first question. Now, I may try to pussyfoot through it a little bit.
Of course you are. They're going to leave it to Ted. But Andy, you said hope in quoting from Lou Maloney, who was just as in as everybody else.
Yep.
Alex Cora told us we got a good baseball club. Lou Maloney said hope has turned into expectation. I am now here to tell you that hope is quickly turning into desperation. Because while, yes, they're only a game or two behind the pace of recent year, they didn't make the postseason in any of those seasons. They were not fun to watch in August and September. Their cries for help, their SOSs on the shores of Red Sox Island were flown right over. No reinforcements deployed via box, parachute, and, you know, care package. And at this point now, while they are trying to replenish the ranks, sometimes due to desperation and injury, sometimes due to promotion through excellence, I don't know what it's going to take for that. We've asked the manager a number of times. We'll probably end up asking him again today. What is it going to take to light a spark underneath the backside of this team to get them playing more consistently? And I wonder if he's now almost out of answers.
And I was going to say, we've talked to Alex Cora enough, so we kind of know some of the things he sticks to, the talking points, the things he says, whatever. Want to make a little friendly wager for a six-pack?
Yeah.
Will he say we're a good baseball team? Because he has said we are a good baseball team all year. Pretty much every time he talks, he said we're a good baseball team. Will he say today in one of his answers that we're a good baseball team?
At one point, he will mutter those words.
I think he will too, because it's almost habit at this point. It's almost still trying to convince himself and his
team. All right,
team
I'll take
are.
No for one of those gold 24-ounce Miller Lights.
Okay, that's a fair bet. And I'll take yes for a 36-pack. What? It's summer. I need to stock up for the boat and the boating season. Speaking of which, before we talk about the ruined weekend, how was the weekend? Memorial Day weekend, everybody happy. Dan Ball was doing shows. Lacrosse was being played at Gillette. Boats were going in. Cookouts were being had. Hot dogs were being eaten. Okay, Stiz, I see you. You don't have to jump out of your seat. You have to pee?
No, but I have a very special announcement in regards to this weekend.
Happy birthday!
Happy belated birthday!
Yeah! Happy birthday!
What's it like to be 65?
I wouldn't know. And I'll probably never know because I'll probably die before I get to 65.
Happy birthday, buddy. The 26th.
I was off.
As my buddy said, everybody's having cookouts and shooting off fireworks all around the country just to celebrate your birthday. Happens every once in a while.
Outstanding. The boat was in the water. Big mouth fish were caught. Cookouts were had, all in celebration.
Although I think I have a bit of a problem. Stiz, you wouldn't consider this a problem. Everybody who showed up and gave me gifts brought me alcohol. I think I've developed a reputation.
Nothing wrong with that.
I guess they listen to the show.
Yeah, or they just see me, you know, on a regular basis in the summer. And
Did you have a little celebratory cookout?
Yeah, we had a little cookout. We had some steak tips. We had my buddy made some smoked striper with a mustard rub or glaze. I would have never thought that it was something I would like, and it was phenomenal.
Smoke fish is where it's at.
Oh my! But the mustard, I would if that had been on a restaurant, I would have been like mustard on fish. I don't know if I want that. But if it's free, it's for me, and it was yummy in my belly. So it was very nice, and the weather held up. Yesterday was the nicest day, so it was a fun. See, we can find joy. We can't let the Red Sox rain on our parade here. Like summer's kicking off, we're remembering our fallen soldiers that allow us to do these things that we like to do, to bitch about sports, drink beer, eat hot dogs, do all the other things we did. So, I'm going to choose to find optimism, not necessarily with the baseball team, but with the rest of our personal lives right now anyway.
Yes. No, it was a thoroughly enjoyable weekend. Cookouts, Mission Impossible movies.
Oh, how was it? Did it live up to your hype?
And then some.
Excellent. Really?
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Best ever?
Yes. No, not the best ever. They had set some standards that were kind of hard to clear by that point in the series. That said, a rousing climactic finish to the series.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Golf outings and then an overnight in an emergency room. Good times.
For you?
No, my 12-year-old.
What happened?
He was goofing around with his friends and he fell. He got his first stitches.
Oh. So he's a snitch.
Wow.
I mean, that's just, I've always heard snitches get stitches, Sophie. So therefore, you reverse that property.
And funny thing is, also, Andy Soto klutzes.
Oh, wow. He took after dad, huh?
Yep, he did. He's definitely mine.
Didn't
have to perform a DNA test.
But it does feel like, for me personally, I was off on Friday. It feels like forever that we've talked about sports. It was the long holiday weekend.
A needed respite from it, Andy, because the tone of last week, save for a little patriotic optimism in Foxborough,
most overrated team in football. We'll get to that later. Every cookout I went to, so what do you think? 10 wins, 12 wins, 14 wins, going to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Wait till they kill the Raiders on opening day. That's going to be a bloodbath. Like, all right, people.
Well,
relax.
I do think of all the many storylines that are getting a touch hyperbolic in Foxborough, I will say that I do think not enough is being made of the recovery of Steph Diggs. I think we're actually not talking about that enough versus everything else that's getting hyped up in Foxborough. But
you mean
be that as
Efton
it may.
Chisholm the third, the next?
Oh, the land! Oh my God, the Land Larison fan club is meeting on a daily basis online, and they are just
Woodhead and Amendola. Watch out! We got a Chisholm and a landmine or whatever the hell his name is.
Larison.
I knew it was an L word.
Right, and he's the guy with the stash and the perm. He looks like an 80s magician or an adult film star.
Yeah, and that only plays if you can play. Otherwise, you look ridiculous.
Yeah, he looks
right?
He's bringing some heat with that look. That's all I can say.
If you're good, it's cool. If you stink, it's lame.
It's lame, exactly. But otherwise, think about this. Sox are woefully inconsistent. Celtics season ended weeks, if not months, before we thought it would. The Bruins haven't been relevant in years now.
They don't have a coach. Just ask Ted. He's not happy about it.
It's been so dour for them. You know, so a couple days off from talking sports, actually, you know, a little sportscation, if you will, was probably necessary for us and for one and many in New England, you know, Red Sox, Bruins, Celtics, and Patriots Nation. So now we come back, and hopefully maybe today we can, I don't know, imbue the audience with a little optimism because they've needed it.
Oh, boy. You should have told me this before. When I'm supposed to be imbuing with optimism. First of all, I'm not. Yeah. I don't even know if I can imbue or whatever that word is. Second of
Phil,
all, optimism, like, not my strength.
No, not necessarily. However,
you watch the Red Sox lately. You know what made a comeback this weekend? Something from last year. Little League home runs allowed. Let's just throw the ball around and let people run around the bases. Like they're reaching new depths of returning to past year's form.
Ridiculousness.
Yes.
Can we?
And they
ask
traded
aloud,
Sean Newcomb, if anyone cares.
And they what?
We're not doing breaking news, but Sean Newcomb's been traded to the Athletics, so he gets to go play.
First of all, they DFA. They traded him.
Yeah,
he wasn't even that bad.
Well, I don't know why you want me to
what
tell
they,
you.
What are they trading
for? Wasn't
that
good either. But your local boy, Middleborough's own, poor guy. Now
Duke
go
Newcomb
play.
Is now pitching for the Sacramento Athletics.
Yep.
What'd they get in return?
I believe cash considerations. Yeah, cash considerations.
What, to pay for the hyperbaric chamber that Alex Bregman is going to need to be in for the next 6 weeks?
If so, then that's worth it, because the sooner he gets his ass back on the baseball field, the sooner they'll have an opportunity to win baseball games. But you didn't tell me I was supposed to bring optimism, because right now...
You have to try, guy.
There's not a lot of optimism in Boston sports, and you just sort of enumerated some of the other obvious ones. The Celtics lost, and now we're going to get to some audio about explosive off seasons and trades and who's gone and blowing it up. The Bruins don't have a coach. In case you missed it, Ted Johnson not happy that they still don't have a coach. Now they're moving on to in-person interviews, I believe, Jim McBride wrote in the Globe. The New England Patriots, there is optimism, but they can't prove that optimism for months and months and months. It's just sort of this blind summertime optimism. And then the Boston Red Sox are, well... the Boston Red Sox of what they've been for the last few years. And our guy is starting to feel the heat. I don't know if you've noticed this, but the calls for Cora to come under fire are growing stronger. The morning show, Wiggy has joined the, what do they call that? A cacophony?
Cacophony
of calls
for
Cora.
Major.
Yeah, I know. I got by. Although my Jumbos, we'll get to them later. What a school. What a lacrosse program. But Alex Cora is going to start to feel the pressure. And it's warranted. I mean, you said earlier, I wanted to snarkily answer your question. What do those seasons all have in common? And I said, well, they didn't make the playoffs. What else do they have in common? Alex Cora has been leading a baseball team that, oh, we don't have enough talent. We don't have enough this. We're too young. We're like, Alex Cora is a central thread in the underachieving Red Sox for the last recent memory.
And it's also now fair to ask aloud, hey, Andy, hey, audience, hey, all of Red Sox Nation. Is mid-level to subpar defense a hallmark of an Alex Cora managed team?
Absolutely. It has been. And I don't know if it's two dots that need to be directly connected, but they're two dots that exist. He's the manager of the Red Sox, and the defense is not great for the Red Sox with him as the manager, right? Like even today, you know, I see these videos making the rounds of him hitting fungos to Christian Campbell. Like, okay, that's great, but your defense on the whole has not been good under your tenure. You know, the other thing we're going to talk about as it comes, and maybe this won't even be relevant by the time we get there, but we talked to him about it last year, the fading of his team. You get to the trade deadline, you know, and you're in it. You just need to kind of go on a little, and then the team actually fades in August and September rather than making
it
run
toward
the finish. Right.
Absolutely no legs by the time it gets to the stretch run, if you will, the after the trade deadline, when the games are really supposed to matter. All these losses the past several weeks still are going to count the exact
same. Alex Cora's 2025 Boston Red Sox look a lot like Alex Cora's 2024, 2023 Boston Red Sox. Like, they're just, the defense isn't great. They are underachieving. Are they going to fade? They're a 500 baseball team. They're up. They're down. Like, these are all characteristics of the team he's led. And these are all facts. You know, I go to the school of the truth isn't mean. These are all just simply observational facts of the baseball team that he has been leading for a number of years now, and they need to turn it around because we're going to get to our poll that I posted on at Jumbo Hard on Twitter today, our show poll. People are losing interest. There was a lot of hype. We talked about the hype and excitement, and you just referenced it, Fitzy. It is damn near gone. And it is Memorial Day. We are one day past Memorial Day, and all the hype and the excitement and World Series talk and playoff talk and, you know, Cy Youngs and this, it's all gone. It is all dissipating really quickly before you even get to the month of June, and that's by nature, what happens when you play the kind of baseball they've had, this underachieving style of baseball, this, as Will Fleming says, wasting of ace performances from Garrett Crochet, striking out a lot, playing poor defense, not having a set lineup. And now, as is often predictable, the injuries jump on board. You lose Casas, you lose Bregman. Like, the injuries are now part of the story. So the Boston Red Sox, you want optimism? We should probably talk about another team, and we'll get to the Patriots at some point. I know Ted Johnson has some thoughts, and it is a common theme in my travels this Memorial Day weekend, Fitzy. People are talking more Patriots at the barbecues and the cookouts and standing drinking beer than they are talking Red Sox. Yes, Dan Ball.
By the way, you wonder why people brought you alcohol, because your answer to those people when they said, so, how many games are the Patriots going to win was, I think it's less than you think it's going to be.
Yeah, I did go with a lot of less than you think, not as many as you think, some variation of that phrase, as people were telling me they're going to roll out of bed and win 10, 11, 12 games.
So but maybe that'll be to nurse your wounds when they go 11-6 this fall.
I won't have any wounds. I'll enjoy it. I would love to see them go 11-6, led by my guy Drake May, who's bouncing back. Did you read Reese? It was closed to the media, but there were no interceptions for Drake May when no one was there to see it.
Uh-huh.
It was tremendous. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Kim Jong-un also shot a 36.
Yeah, well, and Putin actually was there to verify. He signed his
card
for him.
Yeah, Putin scored like 30 goals in that pickup hockey game.
And then he went over and hit a couple hole-in-ones on the way home. Like, that's the way that world worked. Sure. Drake May is in that world. 617-779-7937. We're starting off talking Boston Red Sox. They're floundering a bit. They're closer to last than first. Reminder, we'll talk to Alex Cora, the manager, in just under an hour at 3:15. We'll get to some Patriots. We'll get to some Celtics NBA offseason. It's a loaded show here on WEEI Afternoons, loaded with Dan Ball and What's Trending.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I think we kind of know why the Red Sox have struggled this year. It has nothing to do with the front office. Like, they gave you everything they need, and it's one person, in my opinion, who bears most of that blame, and that is, unfortunately, it's Alex Cora. And the reason why, when you look at this Red Sox team, there's probably five games that you lost where the manager made decisions where you were going, what the hell is he thinking here?
Jermaine Wiggins on the Greg Hill Show this morning calling out Alex Cora, who we'll talk to here on WEEI Afternoons in about 45 minutes, 3:15, on a 2 for Tuesday. And you know what that means, Fitzy. Be caller number 9 now to the contest line at 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word also heard on the Greg Hill Show this morning, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Angels on June 4th. That's caller number 9 right now at 617-931-0937 for Red Sox Angels tickets on June 4th. Get them while you can, while they're still not in last place. How did I sell that?
That's exactly what the copy says, folks, too.
You want me to put lipstick on the pig? I tried to put lipstick on the pig, and the lipstick was old and not a very good shade for them. And
what can you do with this? I don't know. I mean, we're out of answers. We're out of speculation. I have no idea what to tell people about. Like, don't worry. They always figure it out after Memorial Day. Or, hey, they can't play much worse, can they? Or they're just a Roman Anthony call-up away from turning things around. Like, what is there to prove any of that true? What is there to hang your hat on right now aside from, honestly, just blind faith and hope?
So we're out of answers. Wiggy has an answer. I thought it was interesting how he sort of said the front office gave him everything he needed except a first baseman. Except a first baseman. But his answer is clearly Alex Cora is the problem with this baseball team. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937, see what the people think is the problem and or solution for the Boston Red Sox. Let's go to Sam in Maine. What's up, Sam? Oh, boy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. How's it going?
Good.
How are you?
Sorry, just had the radio on. So I think the Red Sox have many better months ahead of them. It hasn't looked like they've been much of a team as of lately, and I understand that. But I think they have a very talented team right now, and some of their talent is hurt with no doubt. But they have a very talented baseball team, and it's only a matter of time until they figure this thing out. And my last point is Alex Cora belongs on this baseball team. He is not the problem, and I'm going to have to disagree with Wiggy on that one.
Thanks for the call, Sam. I've always been in that world, and I thought it was even interesting. I forgot how Wiggy exactly said it, but like I have to say it. Like, everybody's afraid to say it because everybody likes Alex Cora. Nobody wants to. If he was a dink, you know, if he was a jerk, I think it'd be easier to just say, fire the manager. He's a jerk. Like, everybody
always. He's smug in the post-game pressers. He never gives us anything. He's so unlikable. Like, no. He's the exact opposite, which maybe in some ways, Andy, is what's preventing us from calling out what's been hiding in plain sight.
It certainly could be part of it. Also could be part of the problem. Is he not enough of a dictator? Is he not enough of a control freak? Is he too much of a relationship-based manager of the Boston Red Sox? And then when he sometimes needs to lean on those relationships, are they not there? Are they not two-way streets? Like, maybe he thought, I don't know, but it's definitely the classic example of, you know, you buy yourself some rope if you're nice to people and you come off as a human being and you treat people with respect. And, you know, most people in this town were admiring going to his daughter's graduation and putting family first and some of the things he says in those areas. But the reality is you're 7.5 games behind the New York Yankees. You're closer to last than first. The numbers. Now, the one thing I will disagree with Wiggy, though, is the talent. And I'll disagree with the caller. They have talent. Mm-hmm. Tristan Casas was not anywhere near what he was supposed to be, and he's not coming back. Like, he's done. He's gone. So remove that. If you include that in the talented roster you thought you had, remove that. Alex Bregman, probably better than advertised. Got off to a better start than most people expected.
Way better.
Right. But now he's gone for
a third of the season. You know, the second third of the season, you're going to be without a guy who was arguably your best hitter, your most consistent hitter for the first half of the season. You know, the rest of the talent, I don't know. We've had snippets of Story was good, now Story stinks. Campbell was awesome, now Campbell can't hit. Right? Like,
Story's been, God, I mean, dude, when do you want to have the conversation? Should, like, we're getting close to the, does anyone want to let him know that it might be time? Like, the three letters that no baseball player wants to hear keep getting mentioned on social media and mid-conversation. DFA.
Yep, and I know this isn't Craig Breslow, but to just leave the front office out of the equation, you have a $19 million DH who doesn't exist. I know he can't throw, but apparently he can hit, and he doesn't exist. He's not an option. It was weird. I still don't understand this. Last year, he couldn't play defense. He was just the DH. Now they say he's not an option until he can throw and play defense. And I'm like, wait, that's totally, you know, you're speaking out of both sides of your mouths in different years.
Why does he need to throw and play defense when his job is to hit?
Well, because you have a DH who won't play anything else named Rafi Devers, who can really hit and is doing a great job hitting, but it limits your moves. Like, so that's, and if you DFA Story and Yoshida's just off in La La Land or wherever he is, that's like, that's almost $40 million of money spent that you're not getting any return.
It's over $40 million.
So, like, I know it's not Breslow, but the front office has played a role in this team underachieving. And then you get into first base and not having a backup first baseman, a second option at first base for a guy who missed most of last year to an injury and has never really proven himself a proven big league hitter. He had a nice run.
He doesn't have a full season of does not have a full season of excellence. He has a half season in 2023. Last year was a a bad swing and a sneeze that caused all the rib issues.
Blew up his rib cage or something with a it was a very strange injury. But so the front office is part of this story of underachievement, as well as the players, as well as the manager, as well as the hitting coach, whose team likes to strike out more than any team really ever should for the value they bring in terms of not balancing out the strikeouts with home runs, because they don't do that. This is not one of those classic softball teams that hits a bomb or strikes out. No, they strike out or strike out. That's kind of what they do. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Paul in Westfield. Paul, what are your thoughts on the Red Sox today, Paul?
I think I understand and agree with you. And your points on criticisms, they're key elements that have to be addressed. To add to what Sam said, I'll open with 14 games with a one-run loss, which sucks. That could be at least 7 or 8 wins. And hopefully, if you bring in a balance, this is the craziest part, which you guys make reference to. I'll use Gelato or Gelito. He has a lot or he has nothing. 2 pitches and shelled or 4 and dominates like he opened against Baltimore. Now we got Crochet and Bueller, they'll come in and light it up and hold down the fort, and then the relievers come in and dump. Then the pitching does great, and we have no hitting, which is why we lose 14 games by one run. And some other horrible fact is after the 6th inning, if we're down by 1, we pretty much lose.
Thanks for the call, Paul. Fitzy, would you rather have Giolito or Gelato?
I'd much rather have Gelato. Like, Stracciatella is my absolute favorite.
But yeah, this
can
team,
Stracciatella pitch for us tomorrow?
I'd take him. He's probably got a chance to be better, more successful. Can he hit is the other question. Forget the pitching. Can he hit? Can he drive in some runs? Can he score some runs for a baseball team that struggles to score runs? And Ted has been on this all along. Ted Johnson will join us at 3 o'clock. This record in one run games, close games, like where everything matters. And it's where we, did the comparison, I guess, between Ramon Vasquez and Alex Cora, and Vasquez seemed like he was managing to win games, to literally win that baseball game that night.
Come hell or high water, we're just going to empty the basement and make sure that we do everything we can. And Andy, I told Ted Friday in our abbreviated 1 hour show.
How'd that go?
Good times. It was a 1 hour show.
Okay, you sold me on it. Let's move on.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock start time. We optimism reigns supreme. Plus, also, it was one of those shows where we're heading into the holiday weekend, so the vibes were immaculate to begin with. Oh, and we were coming off the Red Sox winning 19-5, and that was the point to be made. They couldn't play the nightcap, so it got pushed once again to the Saturday doubleheader. And I guaranteed to Ted, I said, watch, the Red Sox will lose, you know, like the next game or some game this weekend after they win 19-5. They didn't spare themselves some extra runs. They emptied the clip on Friday. Well, it turns out, of course, Saturday they lose a game 2-1.
Yep. That's who they are. They are, and they've done that all year. going back to early in the season. Remember the Cardinals game? They blew the Cardinals out. Then a couple days later, we're talking about runners in scoring position and hits and all those types of things again. You've been on this consistently inconsistent. They're maddeningly, although it's starting to be just they're a consistent team that isn't very good. Mm-hmm. Like pushing back against the manager that they don't do the things often enough, well enough to win those types of baseball games, to win 3-2 baseball games. They find ways to lose them. They don't get the clutch hitting. They don't get the timely defense or base running and all those things. And I think that's why people are starting to question the manager. So we see you lined up, 617-779-7937. What do you do to fix the Boston Red Sox? Who do you blame for the current state of the Boston Red Sox? Your call's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
2-2 to Meyer. Kramer throws, and Marcelo lines it into left field. That's a base hit. He's got his first in the big leagues. Meyer's around first. Welcome to the show, Marcelo Meyer. I'll get him the baseball.
Standing O from the Fenway faithful. That's pretty cool.
Marcelo Meyer gave Will Fleming something to be happy about and excited about, and honestly, there hasn't been enough of that this year, and I'm a little worried about our guy Will Fleming, and his disappointment in this baseball team, and maybe that affecting his overall emotions and mood and maybe taking the game home with him. But Marcelo Meyers, not a great start, but three hits, got a double, starting to look like the big leaguer that we all, I think, expect him to be, hope him to be. Some action at third base, little action at shortstop as well. So good to see him get his feet wet, Fitzy, as his biggest fan, or at least his biggest advocate for
his
promotion.
An advocate.
Yeah. Well, initial thoughts on everything from the Lost Keys car ride to Fenway and his performances on the field.
Love seeing the video that went viral to kick the weekend off of him, like that Hard knock style look in when he was told that he was getting the promotion. That was great. Then that video of him going out to talk to Roman Anthony saying, like, your time's coming too, and how happy he was for him.
That is kind of sad. Like, the big three was a big two. Wait, it's just me.
Yeah, I know. I don't do breakups very well either, and that was kind of emotional, a little bit bittersweet. And you know, then the video of him getting the hit, I think that was on the Jumbotron at Polar Park. Like, great moment after moment for him over the weekend. And as to his on-field play and what it looks like to have him up in the bigs, he looks like he belongs. He doesn't look like the moment is too big for him. It doesn't look like he's outmatched. It's not like, whoa, put this one back in the oven. This kid is not ready. No. He looks like he belongs. He is a major leaguer, and he is here to stay. He's not going to have such a tremendous impact immediately that all of a sudden it's going to be like, whoa, the Red Sox haven't lost since they called up Meyer. No, but he's playing good defense. He's got, what, three hits already? Like, you could actually say he's already one of their better hitters, which is a sad indictment of how this team is going.
Oh, yeah, the lineup's not great, and it sounds like we're going to get to see Marcelo Meyer throw across the diamond to Christian Campbell sooner rather than later.
Can't wait.
Uptick of the workouts and the ground balls, and sounds like it's going to be within the next series or two. So right on the horizon here, you'll see two of the big three at the very least on the corners at Fenway Park and across Major League Baseball. So, I think it's good to have. I think we're right on the question here of, does this team just go flat out young at some point and it's all about the future? And I know you can't give up on a season in May, and I'm not necessarily advocating for waving
the
white flag.
Are we the Pirates, for God's sakes?
No, you are who you are. You're not a good baseball team, and you know, Fitzy, the most entertaining thing about the Boston Red Sox right now could be the big three. Mm-hmm. Watching Christian Campbell, Roman Anthony, and Marcelo Meyer at the big league level mixed in with Rafaela and Duran, Narvaez. Like, you might just be a young baseball team, which will be good and bad. There'll be some positive entertainment. There'll probably be some times where the manager is scratching his head saying, oh boy, we are a young baseball team. We just looked like a young baseball team. But I'm willing to take that. No offense to these guys. I love the comments from Rob Refsnyder.
Mm-hmm.
But Rob Refsnyder.
Oh, brutal honesty. Love it.
Brutal honesty. He also has no future in Boston. Like, he's not a part of the future. He's there, you know, a long tenured major leaguer. He's been in the big leagues for a decade. That's great and all. But yeah, okay. To what end? Like, Abreu, Duran, Anthony, if that's your outfield and your infield is Rafaela, Campbell, Meyer, like, holy
crap.
That's
something to get excited about. Like, I wasn't expecting to have to make that kind of emotional pivot this early, but I've seen what the results are of the mostly major league squad, and it's disappointing. It's extremely disappointing. And I'm sorry Kyle Teal is no longer here as well to be part of that youth movement, but Garrett Crochet is living up to his billing. He has come in as good, if not most times, more often than not, better than advertised, better than anticipated. I don't understand why this team can't just do everything. Like, tonight we pitched. Great start. Didn't hit, bad bullpen. Yep. Oh, the other night, great bullpen. Couldn't hit, bad start. They can't do the three things they need to do all on the same night more often than not, which is stupefying to me, Andy.
Because they're not good enough / mature enough to do it. Like, that's that next step. People always talk about it with quarterbacks in the NFL. They all have talent. They can all wow you on any given play. But the key to being a good NFL quarterback is consistency, is being able to do it first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, then do it the next week, then do it the next week, and be that even keel, the rudder for a team. And that's the leap, and that's the leap this Red Sox team has to make. They're not without talent. They're not without potential. They're not without upside. But putting it all together in a nice, cohesive nightly package that wins baseball games, that is eluding them right now. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Kevin in New Hampshire. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, how's it going, guys? a lot of places to go here, but I listen to you, and you sit there and play the blame game, the pie. The front office has about the smallest portion of why this record is where it is right now. Every team has holes in it. Yeah, they screwed up at first base. There's no question about it, not having a backup. But if you are not blaming, I am the biggest fan of Alex Cora. Alex Cora, 3 years ago, whatever it was, a pinch hitter off the bench was money. A pitcher from the bullpen was money. There's nothing he couldn't do that wasn't clicking. Right now, since he's gotten his contract, he has done zero for this team. 14 loss, one-run losses. You got a pitcher that comes out, and the other guy, Fitzy or whoever, said Crochet is as advertised. He comes out in the media and says, I'm throwing fastball. And if you look at his statistics, first pitch, I think there's 3 home runs and 6 doubles for the year. It's disgusting. And you get a guy like Walker Buehler that's a bona fide professional pitcher and a coach that's played that can't get to this kid and say, where's the heater under the chin if you want to make a statement?
Thanks for the call. Fitzy, other guy.
Old school. Yeah, other guy. With the other guy, they call him Fitzy. Yeah, that guy.
So I'm going to use you and your people as a tool to talk about
Cora. They're not my people anymore. It's fine.
And you're right. So is Alex Cora, because he mentioned the bullpen, a couple years ago when Cora went to the bullpen, it worked masterfully. So when Whitlock or Slayton blow the game, necessary pause there, is that on Cora? Or are they not executing? Like, is he?
They're not executing.
Right.
He should be making the right call, going to the guy that he thinks is going to be able to, you know, nail down the hold, you know, carry the moment. And they're the ones. Alex Cora doesn't tell them, hey, on 0-2, hang a nice piece of cheese right over the middle for somebody to whack into the middle, into the gap. Like, that's not his fault.
I'm not saying Cora's without blame. He shares some of the blame, and we'll have to talk to him about that at 3:15. A little more than 15 minutes from now, he'll join us here on WEEI Afternoons. That's part of the story for him and his baseball team right now. But up next, it's 3 o'clock. That means Big Ted is here. And that means we got to do some quick three-point stances where I will praise the best team in New England sports right now. That's up next on 3-Point Stance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.